At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So I'm the only married guy in the room? Is that it?
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
I have to ask Amber whenever we talk about things like this, because I know she's in the room and I'm talking about her as if she isn't.
Yeah.
She's right, just psycho enough to we're never really sure if she's still. Because she's in a long distance relationship, right?
Yeah.
And then like one weekend, like a few weeks ago, you're like, oh, I'm flying out to see him. And it's like, oh, have fun. Well, I might break up with him. And it was like.
Then when she gets back, we're like, what happened? What happened?
Oh, no, we're great.
Yeah.
So at any given moment.
What are you talking about? We're fine. Like, I don't even remember it.
You don't remember?
No, I do.
Oh, my God.
I just am. No, I'm so, very. I was unstable there for a while.
Oh, but you're good now.
Long distance is hard.
Yes. It is. Yeah. Especially when you're in a long distance relationship with someone like yourself who just has this innate need to communicate constantly.
Oh, I think it's the opposite. He's the one that's hard to be in a long distance relationship because he doesn't like to communicate that much.
Yeah.
He's a guy, right?
But you have to communicate if you're in an LDR.
Because that's all you got.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then that's not a. It's not a relationship.
Well.
It is. I know it is. And he's going to move here. Don't give me the sad eyes. Everything's going to work out. And then there's a marriage quiz here that we have.
Yes.
And
this
is going to apply to you eventually
one
with this
day.
Lovely boy.
Yes.
Until she comes in and says, I broke up with her. Because I swear to God, that's going to happen.
I don't think so. I think this is, I really think that.
Nice.
This is the one. You want to make it public? Like you want to say, this is the one.
Oh, I'm not going to go on record. Okay. I'm just saying that. Whoa. I'm not going to break up with him in the foreseeable future.
Oh.
I think it's going really good.
Nice.
We're solid right now. Anyways,
nice.
Enough about me.
Well, I found that it's a marriage habits normal or acceptable, unacceptable between you people.
Okay, and, yeah. I usually fail these things, but I think I'm going to be on the right side of these.
Ooh.
Because I know when it comes to what is couth, what is like, I feel
you
like
are good.
I am.
You are good at that one.
Do not give me that face. I am the definition of couth.
Yes.
Okay.
In a relationship.
Yep. In a relationship.
Yes.
There are 150,000 people surveyed. These are marriage habits, normal or unacceptable. Number one, is it okay to pass gas in front of your spouse?
I'm a.
Hard no.
Hard.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You know, if you're so comfortable, you've been together forever.
I'm going to say this. I am not a typical boy. Because I don't like passing gas in front of anybody. But growing up, like you were a jock, Steve. Didn't like all you dudes think that's so funny.
All the time.
It's not funny.
Pull my finger.
It isn't funny.
I know it happens to everybody. I'm not like if you farted right now, Amber, it wouldn't change our relationship. I wouldn't like hate you. But it's like
I would look at you differently.
No, I mean, she recently jumped back into the fold of a fast food restaurant that she hasn't been around in a long time.
That's true.
So I'm not positive we're gonna make it through today's show without a little something.
It hit her
oh
hard,
my
yeah.
gosh.
So but I'm not mad at you, but if you were to what do you call that? If you were to Dutch oven. If we were in a relationship.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Guys make it. I don't know why.
It's not.
They think it's. Yeah.
I had a girlfriend who was like a boy. She was into sports and she played volleyball in school and stuff. So she was very much.
And she would Dutch oven you?
She would. Yes. It was horrifying.
Oh like, my. I can't. Right.
So, okay. So nobody in this room likes it. What percentage of people do think it's normal?
You're right. Let's see here. 84% said yes, that it's unacceptable. The other 16% must really be comfortable all the time.
I
know you're comfortable. I mean, just excuse yourself. How hard is it?
What if it was like an accident?
I would still judge.
Nah, if it's an accident, like if you're.
Or you're sick, you know, you're sick and like.
I still
something
feel,
happens and you're like, ah, sorry.
You still have plenty of warning that it's coming on.
Not
so.
Always.
I'm going to say this. I once had it happen to a girlfriend when I was tickling her.
Oh, yeah. It was See, like, that's a great it was like, example. It was like,
oh! You guys sharded after
No, it was just one little.
That sucks, that's hot. That poor girl.
Okay. All right.
Number two. Is it okay if you flirt with other people?
Yes.
Flirt?
Depending on the situation, okay. I think a little bit of flirting is kind of healthy.
Okay. With your partner with you or just on your own somewhere?
I'm going to say hard no. Flirting is a no.
No matter
you
what.
You got to be done with that. If you're truly...
Okay, but like how intense of a flirt? Like...
Smile?
Like a smile and a wink at the... I don't know, like...
I don't know. It feels like you've got bait in the water. That feels wrong to me.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know.
But I bet you, what percentage of people think it's okay?
Let's see here. Only 24% said that it's okay to
good.
Flirt.
So,
but flirting,
you're right.
It's a blurry thing because sometimes just being nice can be flirty.
Men usually misunderstand someone being nice as being flirtatious. Yeah. But if you know in your heart you're flirting, then you're...
And if you're flirting to get somewhere, that's like...
Hard no.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm crushing this.
Hard no.
Number three, would it be okay if they stayed out all night with friends? All night
with friends. Do they come home, though?
They come home after being out all night with friends.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'd have to discuss that ahead of time.
But which friends or?
It just feels weird. Like you went out with the intention of having some drinks with your girls. And then it's like 6 a.m. I get the text like, I spent the night at Susie's. That's no, you gotta like if you go out all night,
They came home after an all nighter, like they're like late in the morning, you know, rolling
either
in
way,
at 3 a.m.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of that. I think you reach a point where what good stuff happens at 3 a.m. Nothing good happens at 3 a.m.
Right.
So you're in darkness territory. I sound really insecure, but like I don't like that.
I went out this weekend with friends and we were out really late, literally not, I mean, zero anything. I didn't even have contact with another man, like in general. So
he was okay.
Has to be okay
because he's
in another state. We have to live our lives. Like he went out on Friday night all night and.
But he checked in.
Yeah, we check in, but.
Okay. I think that's okay then.
You've got to live your life.
All right, number four. Can you pee with the door open?
No.
Another hard no.
Thank you. 77% said it's fine.
Here's the thing. And like to summarize the pee and the fart, I know that my wife pees and I know that she farts, but I'm and she knows the same about me. I'm still trying to keep the magic alive.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's when you like decide, well, we got married, so I don't have to care anymore. I don't have to like take care of my body. And I can just and prune in front of her.
Right.
Like none of that.
No.
I had a like stomach thing and I was like going to get sick, vomit. And he tried to come in the bathroom and I was like, absolutely not.
To hold your hair? To see if you're okay?
I don't know, just to see if I was okay and give me water. I'm like, you're nice, but don't go in the bath. When I'm in my bathroom, don't come in here. Like at all.
Keep the magic alive.
Nice.
I don't want you to see me around a toilet at all.
Is it okay to talk about number two?
No.
when you've been married for a while, like women tend to get constipated. It's like every woman I've ever been with is like,
oh.
And so you do eventually go like, hey, how we doing on the, everything good? You're like,
really?
Yeah, I know that kind of contradicts my keep the magic alive message, but
78% said yes, it's okay.
You got to kind of talk about your poop sometimes. Yeah, you're going to be okay. You want to talk about it now?
No. Okay. We already talked about bodily functions enough on this show.
You're right.
Number six, is it okay to tell white lies to make each other feel better? Even though you've been married together for like decades, is it okay to still?
All in, yes, of course.
Why?
You have to, because what gain do you get if she's already feeling down and you go, you're right, you do look frumpy as hell today.
If you're
you gain nothing by that.
Well, if you're about to go out on public together, she's going to make you look bad. So don't you want to say something before you guys?
Like what? Slather another coat of paint on that? What are you going to say to like, you do look fat in those jeans?
Yeah,
like,
what?
How about say, you know what? You're rocking, but maybe not for this occasion.
Oh, try a day. Oh, I picked out a romper for you. A muumuu.
This is why you ask your girlfriends that question. Because I know I can turn to my best friend and she'll be like, that's not the most flattering outfit.
And you're not
And I'm not offended.
And you take her
Yes, honest, but if my guy said that to me, I'd be so sad.
Yeah.
Even though he's trying to help.
So you do have to lie.
Yeah.
But that's the guy who...
I just want you to think that I look good and just tell me
you
I look
so
good.
You look so pretty, Amber.
Okay, so your bestie is for the honesty. Your man thing is so...
For the lies.
Boost you. Yes.
100%.
Okay.
Yep.
Number 7. Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else?
Oof. No.
You can't stop me.
What?
Is it okay to fantasize?
Is it? I don't think that's okay.
Being married to someone else. Fantasy? Mm-mm. You can fantasize about relations maybe, but being
not marriage.
Marriage
feels like you're fantasizing a different life.
Yeah.
Fantasizing a moment is different than like
the most intimate moment you can have.
Yeah, but it's just a moment. Whereas like I imagine my life with this other person
and not you.
That's hard. Imagine having a big O with another person is. I still don't like it, but you're never gonna stop. I mean, I'm. Positive Harry Styles has crept into my wife's mind during and I can't stop that. But if she's dreaming of living in his mansion, that's where it's like
that's too
familiar.
Yeah. Oh, well, what if it is a celebrity though?
Still a no.
It's still a no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though she could never be with it's just
that's like a true fantasy. If it's like your neighbor or something, then it's like that's not right.
That could be reality.
Well, we all have those celebrity bucket lists, but they can't have a celebrity marriage.
No.
You'd rather have
a one hit.
Bang one out. Then.
Yes. I know that sounds weird.
No, actually.
It's better.
That makes sense, kind of.
It's where my estrogen comes in.
Right?
For all
right,
sure.
Final one. Kay. Number 8. Is it normal to have long stretches at dinner when no one says anything?
Yes. Yeah, there's a time. Look, Amber, with the blank stare, because you just want to communicate.
I don't know.
If it's quiet, you're like, hold on, we haven't discussed our feelings in like 2 courses. It's like, we don't have to talk.
Now that you've eaten your pasta, do you feel differently about me?
Right.
I need to know.
Just stop talking.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.